This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second and eight. Field sells the fake. Deep shot. Down for it is Pickens.
4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game, up 16 points. And they throw one down the field to Pickens. And upon watching it now a handful of times after or during the break, Doran, I think Pickens was ticked that the ball didn't lead him into the end zone there. I also might be doing a thing where I know he's a malcontent, so he gets up and I might be doing that thing, and I want to make sure I put that out there. Did not see Roman Wilson very much. Five snaps.
Yep.
Five snaps for Roman Wilson. So we talk about bringing a guy on slowly. We talk about baby steps. That would qualify. Baby steps. Five snaps. I hope that it continues to open up for him. They need help at the receiver position. We've known that. We've been saying that. We knew it before the season.
Yes.
And in this game, they did some, not a lot, some decent to good things in the passing game. I just don't think guys are open, man. I don't. George Pickens, his strength isn't really getting open either. He's just kind of always bleeping open, I think he wrote on the iBlack, because he should be able to go up and get the rebound off the top of the rim. They don't have a wide receiver core that creates separation, and I don't know that Roman Wilson's going to be that guy, but I'd sure like to find out.
Yeah, I don't think he really is going to be that guy. Like, I mean, it's very hard whenever you don't have so many snaps as a rookie to go in there as a third-round pick and to be very effective. So, I mean, he's going to get more snaps as the games go on, but if I'm anybody, I mean, even like, this whole entire season, don't expect him to be some type of difference maker for this football team.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Maybe Christian Kirk will be available. He ripped his play caller. He ripped his quarterback basically after their game. DK Metcalf, perhaps he's on the block. Well, now there's a report from Adam Schefter saying that, hey, don't look now. Davante Adams could remain a Las Vegas Raider. So at least according to that report, maybe he's not going to be on the market. I'm not buying that for 1 second.
Why would he remain? Why would he want to stay? They're losing. They stink. He hasn't played.
Why would they want to keep him?
Yeah, why would they want to keep him? If he requests that he wants traded, like, why would they want to keep him?
They don't. That is at least my read. They're putting up a big flag basically saying, yeah, people aren't matching our asking price. They, oh, we want a second round pick and then some. No one's giving it. Well, we might keep him. We might do the thing. Yeah. We might hang on. Remember Brandon Ayuk? Same thing. He could wind up staying here. They're worse now than they've been at any point this season. They beat the Browns. They beat the Ravens. I wouldn't say were reasons for a ton of optimism, but there were reasons to maybe think they weren't a tire fire of a football team. That looked every bit like the worst team in the NFL yesterday.
Yes.
In a league where Carolina exists.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're good at all. They're gonna be a 5-win team. So why would you hold on to Davante Adams when you could get assets in return? Why would he want to remain, which seems to be kind of a big deal in all of this? I don't buy for a second that Davante Adams is going to remain a Las Vegas Raider. I think there's a good chance we see him on Sunday Night Football at Acrisure Stadium.
Which side?
Look at you, perceptive. I don't think he's coming here. If you were him, and hey, I don't know how much say he's gotten where he's going to land.
Right.
But if you were him, and you could pick the dysfunctional Jets or the dysfunctional Steelers offense, I think I'm going with the devil I know in Aaron Rodgers before I come here, and I see that the number one wide receiver the Steelers currently have, he's not getting fed the football enough for his liking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he winds up a Jet. If he doesn't have a big say, I still think he probably winds up a Jet because they were desperate enough to fire their head coach midseason in a non-bye week.
Yeah.
How many times do we see that?
Yeah. I think the situation would come down to this. It would, if I were him, it would come down to stability. What Aaron Rodgers has, 1 year left on his deal there?
I think he's under contract for three
more years.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, two after this, I think.
Two. Okay.
I'll double check.
Well, I mean, there's no head coach there, and like, it would all depend on: am I a rental or am I actually going to be there for 2-3 years? So, like, if I were Devontae Adams and I got to pick, I would look at the situation like, I don't even know who the head coach is going to be next year. What if it's somebody that I don't get? What if it's like Luke Getsy or something? I mean, I know it's like crazy, but like, what if it's somebody that I'm familiar with that I just, you know, don't like? I know that who the head coach is going to be in Pittsburgh. I know who the quarterback possibly is going to be in Pittsburgh. They're winning right now. Not much turmoil. I don't know. I would lean towards Pittsburgh, honestly. Right now, I would.
Well, and tonight will have a factor in it, you would think. Like, in terms of his want to, I mean, you go out there and get blown out the water by the Buffalo Bills, which I kind of think is going to happen. Like, now you're looking at a team that's under 500. Like, do you really want to go be a part of that? But at the same time, I could also see the Jets then getting more aggressive in making an offer because they know this thing can't go down the tubes. Their owner just came out last week and said this is the best football team they've had in 25 years. I mean, he didn't know what that looks like, really. There hadn't been a lot of great Jets teams there. Right. But that's what they think. That's their expectation. I know that no one's matching the Raiders' asking price now because they'd have moved him if they had. Also, there wouldn't be reports from Adam Schefter that, well, they could keep him. You lose one more game and you're the Jets. I could see a second-round pick going back. I could. I'll tell you who's not involved anymore is the Saints.
No.
Saints scored 90 points combined their first 2 weeks and gave up a 50-burger last week.
Yep.
I love the NFL.
It's crazy. Crazy. Look at Dallas.
Jerry Jones. They put all the cameras in his face, all the microphones in his face. They get blown. They give up 47 points to the Lions yesterday. And he credits Detroit. Boy, that's a good football team over there. We're a lot better than we showed. We've got a bye week to figure this out. Yeah, you're a tire fire. Yeah. That's the second time I've used that this season.
I don't know if
you're
a disaster. I don't know if McCarthy's going to make it this year. I don't think he's going to make it through the year.
I mean, if they keep losing like that, it makes it embarrassing what we saw happen against the Steelers. Yes. Like, you were a play away from winning a game where you gave up 450 yards to a team that just got absolutely kicked in the face by Detroit.
I'll tell you this. If they were to lose that game to the Steelers last week and lose the way they did yesterday, McCarthy, during the bye week, would have been fired. Like, they have a bye week this coming week, right?
They sure do.
Yeah, he'd be fired. There's no way. But who cares?
So what percent chance would you give of Devontae Adams being a Steeler?
30.
Jet? Make you do math.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing math in my head. 50. And then 20% Raider.
The only reason he would be a Raider is if, like, in season, all his contract kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you just, it's tough to figure that out. It's tougher, I should say, to figure that out in season than it is in the off season.
Mm-hmm.